You're listening to the Pinball Podcast with Don and Jeff.
Hey, welcome to the Pinball Podcast special episode, I guess 70.5. My name is Don, and with us tonight is Jeff, as always.
Hello.
What's up, Jeff?
Not much.
Hello.
News.
Before yeah, we got some news.
For once.
A big reveal 3 days after we recorded our last show, which is fine. And we have an expert on the topic, Joe Zinkus.
Wait, why am I an expert?
An expert more than Jeff or I are. You own a spooky product.
True.
And I'm assuming you're following this pretty closely because you're in the limited buyers pool.
Right.
Or whatever. First grabs pool? I don't know what you guys call it.
First dibs.
So today, Spooky Pinball released images and I think a video of Rob Zombie's Spook Show International. And Jeff and I have not looked. We have tried to avoid any images or anything about the game throughout the day. So I had Joe send over a couple links. He's seen the whole thing. And Joe is an owner of America's Most Haunted. And the owners of that game are given first dibs on if they want to order the Rob Zombie game, of which there's going to be 300 of them. So at least 150 should go to people who don't own America's Most Haunted, or a little bit more than that. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Yep.
You're going to be like the live fact checker, Joe. So let me send this to Jeff. Jeff, do you have links, or I'm guessing not?
Not yet.
All right, I'm sending over the links that Joe sent me in the little chat thing. And also, I would like to mention that this episode is brought to you by Reese Rails. You can check them out on Facebook. We completely neglected them on our last episode.
Whoops.
Yeah. Taylor Reese, or Taylor VA on Pinside, if you want to message him on Pinside, he makes, he redoes the often kind of shoddy rails on games with a hardwood. He paints them. Sometimes he does custom painting as far as different designs. They're affordable. I think they're $45 a set or $55. And he's got about 40 games with ready-to-go templates. Otherwise, you just send him your rails, and then he fabricates a set. And he's been flipping them over pretty quick. I think he's got about 2 or 3 week lead time. He couldn't join us tonight because he's at a Christmas party. Also wanted to mention, if you go to illinoispinballclub.com/RANDM, you can see some custom mods made by Joe Zinkus. We also neglected.
Nice plug.
Not even close? What'd you say?
No, I said nice plug.
No, nice plug. Yeah, we neglected Joe's product as well on the last episode. I didn't think he was doing, I didn't think you were doing mass production, but it sounds like that's something you're open to, so.
Yeah, it's starting off slow, but, I mean, I posted a thread on Pinside. If anybody's got ideas what they want made, I'd be happy to look at it.
He made some really cool arcade cabinet mods and TV mods for Street Fighter, Freddy, Royal Rumble, and he's got a couple other coming soon.
Yeah.
But they're really cool. Especially that Street Fighter one looks awesome. It looks like the Street Fighter cab with the dual sticks and everything. So.
Yeah, the only problem with that, I think it's just as cool as the trauma. The problem is if you've got a Street Fighter, paying another $150 to get the mod, you'd have to really like it.
Totally worth it. Underrated gem. If you could redo the DMD, that would be even better. That's the ugliest DMD in pinball. All right, let's take a look at these Rob Zombie picks and give a first impressions. So the link I'm clicking on first is spookypinball.com/games-swag.
Let me go there.
Okay. So a little background. Like I said, it's limited to 300 total units. I think that's 250 regular ones and 50 LEs?
Correct.
Okay. And they're... Production is starting hopefully the first week of February 2016, and they're hoping to get all 300 games out the door inside of 18 months. So, to order, you put $1,000 down and no more until the game ships and is ready to ship, and you pay the remainder of your balance. So it's really cool. You're not floating alone for several years. Anyway, if you want more information, you can always email KT, like the letter K, the letter T, at spookypinball.com. So should we watch the video first, or?
Yeah, however you, let's dive into that.
So we posted a 90-second video using the Angry Birds font, it looks like.
All right. Tell me when you're pressing play. We'll sync this up.
Oh, I already pushed
play. Oh, you're a problem.
I'm 13 seconds in.
Okay, just go ahead.
I'm going to mute it a little bit. So, this is exciting. We could edit this part out, I guess. Oh, it is going to have a color DMD, which is called what? Corpse Cast or something? What's it called?
Chroma? I don't remember.
Let me mute the video.
Chroma Corpse. It's on the flyer.
Chroma Corpse.
Cool.
It's got speech from Rob Zombie, Sherry Moon Zombie, and Sid Haig. Who did the art? Alex Horley.
That's some pretty sweet looking art.
Yeah, the art's badass.
In fact, as far as like level of quality goes, can you even think of anything that's gonna stand up to that?
Cabinet-wise, no.
Yeah, it's easily the best-looking cabinet ever.
Oh, and a lot of curse words. Okay, I like that. Yeah, the cabinet doesn't even say Rob Zombie on it. Oh, I guess it does underneath the coin door. But it's just like a big badass battle with Rob Zombie shooting a demon gun. Pretty awesome. So these are the first shots we're seeing of the playfield as well. The back glass was actually revealed a couple months ago. Was it over the summer?
It was during some parade in Benton. I think it was over the summer.
Yeah. They're made in Benton, Wisconsin. And they had like a big banner with the back glass on it.
So somebody in the thread was saying how the playfield art doesn't quite match the cabinet art, at least the inserts. And I guess Ben actually is the one that did all the insert artwork. Or at least helped out on it, so...
I kind of agree with that. It looks similar to
Image.
Like the fonts and stuff.
Yeah,
I see what
the coloring
mean.
And the text size. The playfield's a little more bare than I expected as far as the art.
And it's a pretty open playfield, which is what a lot of people said. Do you guys notice how, I don't want to say similar, but how much of the Pinball Zombies it got carried over?
No, I haven't seen that one in a while. Let me look again.
Is that the same spot where the one pop was on?
I think they moved a little bit, but the upper right playfield's similar.
Yeah. In my head, it looks very different than, what was it? Pinball Zombies from Beyond the Grave.
Yeah.
Which was a design that they produced a prototype of, and they took it to a show, and they got some good feedback, but they ended up scrapping that as their second game and then moving to this.
Yeah.
And they reworked the layout a bit. Obviously changed the theme a bit.
Well, it looks cool. I don't know if you want to talk about certain aspects in order or anything, or just kind of go off first impressions. I'm noticing there's 3 skill shots, but how is skill shot 2... on the other side of the plunger? I mean, it's on the same side as the plunger. Do you know what I mean?
Where are you seeing the skill shots?
So if you look at the top-down playfield, there's on the left side, you'll see one of the triangular inserts says skill shot 1. And then...
Which side are you looking on?
I'm looking at the flyer. So just right on spookypinball.com.
If
you click on it,
it enlarges.
Yeah, okay.
So over the what... insert, it says skill shot 1, and then up and to the right of that you'll see skill shot 3, and then on the right side it says skill shot two. Wondering if somehow it's a timed thing where you got to get it to your flipper and flip to it, or
That's a good question. It looks like it's not. Oh. Yeah, it's on the same side as the plunger, which is a cross playfield plunge shot.
Yeah.
It might be some kind of combo shot.
Or it could be a thing where you have to hit. It just lights if you hit the skill shot. Like you've hit one, you've hit the second one, you've hit the third one. Maybe they're not actually indicating where you need to hit. Just the fact that you've lit them. I don't know.
You could soft plunge to the left flipper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lower even than skill shot one. But I don't know what the target is over there. You can't see. I'm guessing that might be a slingshot, similar to Pinball Zombies. The way that area is shaped behind the flasher.
Man, it'd be cool if that was an extra sling on skill shot one, if it could bounce from there to two to three or something.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like a perfect shot would. But I don't know.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I guess the video didn't show quite enough movement to notice.
I'm looking on Pinball News to see if it gives a more detailed picture. It does not.
So two things I'm noticing. Unlike AMH, it does have an orbit shot. Let
me close this. It does have an orbit shot. Yeah, it looks like potentially two.
At least... Yeah.
Oh, I think there is a sling on that skill shot one. I think it's a sling, not a stand up. Pretty sure in the video, if you go to 23 seconds. It's actually at 24 seconds. There's a multi ball going. One of the balls hits where that skill shot one is, and it ricochets out like it's getting hit by a slingshot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It does. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a sling. Okay.
And if you look, yeah, 26 seconds, you can see the light coming through there where a target would be blocking the light.
Yeah, so that is a sling then. Hmm.
At least definitely on the left side.
Yeah, I don't know about the right. Or so that skill shot 3 is a pop bumper. It looks like.
Skill shot 3. Yeah, is the, what do they call the robot guy?
Robot guy
pop bumper.
And skill shot 2, I don't know, but that's kind of neat. So you've got the standard slings, then you're going to have another sling up above on the left side. I wonder, it looks like it comes out cleanly from that orbit. We'll get all the way down to the flipper, but you can't be too sloppy. You're going to get a lot of back and forth action there.
Yeah, having the pop bumpers that spread out, it looks like is there two pop bumpers or three?
Three.
I think it's, where are you seeing the third one?
Is it right behind the boombox?
Yeah, it looks like one's there to me, but I could be wrong.
There's a sideways shot.
Does the flyer say how many?
Pinball News. Actually, yeah, there is. If you look on Pinball News, it's the shot where it shows the House of 1,000 Corpses drop target. You can see two pop bumpers on the left side. Skill shot 3 is kind of pointing near the middle of the two pop bumpers.
Yes.
Well, there's an even better one is the picture right underneath that. The robot's almost like grabbing at the second pop bumper.
Yeah, and there's a little stand up between the two pop bumpers, which I'm guessing is skill shot 3. The stand up between the two.
Is there?
Yeah, same.
It's a little round stand up target.
So is the robot Dragula? Oh, Murray the robot. I'm sorry, his name's Murray. He's modeled by Matt at Back Alley Creations.
Yeah, he shows up in at least one of the videos.
Yeah, I've seen Rob Zombie twice live, and he was at both shows, like a big guy walking around. Yeah, so there is a drop target kind of right in the center orbit shot to the left, which is kind of what Stern's been doing a lot with their ramps, but it's kind of interesting. Because there's so much stuff around that drop target, you probably get some action off of it.
Yeah.
Just banging into random stuff.
So
you see that?
No, I was going to say that ramp shot better be clean, because if not, you're hitting a pop as well.
Yeah.
That's going to make hitting it from the right flipper very hard. Like, you're going to have a tight angle. It looks like you can still hit it from either flipper, but it will be a little more dangerous from the right flipper.
So it looks like to get the upper play field, you go up that second to right shot, and then there's like a buck that kind of sticks out like a pipe in the back.
Yeah.
And then somebody was also saying that flipper, there's nothing behind it. I guess if you were to hold the flipper, the ball can potentially knock off that play field.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Similar to Simpsons Pinball Party, but without the tray there.
Yeah.
And where does, on that upper play field, what happens if you go all the way to the left, like behind the pile of skulls or by Captain Spaulding?
I guess if you hit the switches enough times, then Spaulding kind of moves out of the way with the servo, and then I guess that's kind of like a ball.
There's
lock.
A hole behind.
No, there's no ball. I think it's all a trout ball lock. So I don't know what happens when maybe it's just a gobble.
At 30
hole.
Seconds in the video, that's when they're playing the upper. It looks like there's a hole to the left of him. He'll swerve out of the way, and then there's a hole. Yeah.
And so you just.
That must be like
the ball's moving around there. That looks like a slow shot, getting the ball to kind of roll around that loop. But doable.
Yeah.
Oh, and the Murray the robot, it looks like he turns. At 35 seconds in the video, he's turned facing the ramp.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Is the banister on the ramp the same design as America's Most Haunted?
It looks like it to me. But I don't know if it's identical.
I think it's similar, but it's shorter because the one on AMH the entry ramp's much further over.
Okay. It's more like the length of the playfield.
Yeah.
Is the gas station pump on the upper playfield, is that a stand-up target? It's on the far right.
Yeah, I can't tell.
See if I can get a closer look.
Well, it's just a plastic, maybe.
Looks like it's just a plastic.
It looks higher in the kind of like profile shot than it does in the overhead shot.
Yeah, it's if you go to Pinball News, it's like mounted above a post.
Yeah, it's just a plastic. That's cool.
There's a sculpted bucket of chicken in there, a sculpted Spaulding figure or torso. There's also a living dead girl figure in there. She's behind a window. I didn't notice her until just a minute ago.
Yeah.
She has like a coffin sort of thing back there.
Yeah, it looks like there might be some sort of lighting effect with her.
Yeah. It says something about lit LEDs in there. Somewhere it said that.
Yeah, she's illuminated for sure, and the figure is three-dimensional.
Yeah,
and I can't tell if there's any ball action around her or not. I'm guessing not. And the ramp goes in front of her, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the flyer says living dead girl figure with RGB LED animation.
Oh, I wonder if she rises, maybe? Or turns?
Maybe.
Because I remember he said something about her being alive when he did the announcement for the game. The way he described it made me think it would be animated, but more so than just LED animation.
Yeah, I don't know at this point. I don't think she goes up and down. Maybe those doors might open and close in front of her.
There's a lot of room around there.
Yeah.
Maybe she only lights... Well, in the video, maybe she only lights up when you throw a ball up that ramp.
Yeah, maybe she's tied into that. So it's basically a fan layout. It's a three-flipper game because you got one flipper on the upper play field.
Yes.
A lot of stand-up targets, which I kind of like. I don't like when it's just post-city.
Yeah.
There are posts, but at least they're surrounding stand-up targets.
Yeah.
There's also a sculpt... Sorry, I keep cutting you off.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say there's also a sculpted boombox. I can't see if that says what... If it does something, but it looks cool.
No, I just think it's a toy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have the skull pile as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the side RGB lights are missing.
Yeah. On America's Most Haunted, they're cut into the sidewalls of the playfield, illuminating the playfield, and they are absent in these images.
I'm imagining this is meant to be a little bit darker overall. But.
And people on Pinside are saying that the sides look goofy and that they should have side art on them from the factory.
Like the...
Well,
That's not common. I mean, no one does
that. It'd be unprecedented. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think anybody does that, and they're trying to keep the price under $6,000.
Yeah, there'll be a mod, I'm sure.
I'm sure Pin Graphics will be happy.
That, or if they can get Alex Horley to draw those and sell them as an add-on, you get some pretty high-quality ones.
Pricey.
Well, yeah, I'm sure, but they already are. So.
Yeah. What do you think of the Ellie backlash?
I think Ellie's awesome. He's in the Dracula.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I like that one, too. All the characters are really large. It seems less grotesque than the typical backlash.
Yeah.
It fits in with the video mode theme.
Yeah, I still haven't watched that video. Let me watch that. They both look good.
Yeah, either way, I think you've got a good-looking art package. Is the cabinet the same on both?
I believe the cabinet's the same. The Ellie gets the new backlash and new side armor.
Okay.
I think that's it.
Is this Dracula mode? Is this a video mode?
Yeah, that's them just testing the video mode. So.
Okay.
You're running over stuff.
Yeah, it looks...
Yeah, somebody's comparing that to Road Blasters.
Yeah,
it looks similar. Kind of the short horizon or limited horizon view, and the actual characters you're hitting are very cartoony.
Right.
They're simple.
There's a lot of detail in there because it's got like the stick shift, and then you could see like the flames coming out of the pipes, and then he's actually steering.
Yeah, that's true. He's moving his hands.
Yeah, it's well animated. The windshield wipers going.
Yeah.
Reminds me of that Die Hard game for the PlayStation. I think Die Hard 3, you're driving a cab, and when you hit people, blood sprays on the windshield and turn the wipers on. The art on the playfield does look pretty scarce compared to the cabinet. Like, the cabinet's full of stuff, and then the playfield is really just Rob Zombie's face, an empty... tombstone and a witch.
Yeah,
this might be a case similar to Star Trek where it looks kind of bare until you see it in person.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's probably the case. I think under the actual lighting that you'll be playing, things look a lot different than lit for pictures. So
the plastic art's kind of odd too on the slingshots, especially in the inlanes, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you notice on the slingshots, they did kind of the Elvira and the Party Monsters where the slings connected to the inlane with the clear on top?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't notice that. Why did they do that, I wonder?
Might just be easier for assembling and
one piece.
Cutting them out. Yeah.
Interesting.
What do the inlane spell?
Chop, it looks like.
Oh, chop?
Yeah.
It looks like you've got what mode, whatever that means. Dracula. Let me pull up the other flyer. Super Beast, Dead City Radio, Living Dead Girl, I think.
Hellbound. Let's see.
Hellbound, something witch, something ride. Humanoid
Phenomenon.
House of 1,000 Corpses. So 10 modes plus, I'm guessing, Hellbound is the wizard mode.
And I guess the song's playing to it. It says there's 6 song modes to defeat. So I wonder if that's going to be more song modes like AC/DC or songs like, Kiss or something like that.
Well, AC/DC and Kiss are pretty similar. But Metallica, they just kind of play.
Sure.
If you zoom in on Hellbound, it says complete all modes to activate.
That's the wizard mode, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Is the chicken a thumper bupper? Chicken bucket?
I'm guessing it's just a toy. I mean, they could have, but I doubt it because I think he's using standard parts.
Hmm.
Which piece?
The chicken bucket.
The chicken bucket.
Pop bumper. A thumper bupper that moves up and down.
No, yeah, I think it's just a standard one.
I can see a lot of mods for this game. Because there's a lot of just, like, room to put stuff. It has a decent amount of toys compared to most modern games as far as hand-sculpted.
It does, and they're all custom done, so that's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, now that you say that, there's, like, if they are 3D printed, they're well processed. I think all this is probably casted. I don't think there's any 3D printed parts.
I think they're cast. Yeah.
Yeah, they look cast.
Like the zombie in the ramp. Looks like it's laser cut in there.
The bucket might be 3D printed. That's the only thing that looks kind of. The pictures are kind of blurry though. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, I think it's still casted though.
That would be awesome. I know Matt's posted a few times that he's been working on parts.
I thought he posted a picture of like a ton of resin he was picking up, so.
Yeah, he posted that, but I mean, I'm sure it takes that much time to paint.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Even Living Dead Girl has some paint on her.
That plus the fact that he had to farm it out means that it was too much to handle.
Yeah. 300 pieces. That,
Times how many toys?
That Captain Spaulding toy was leaked a while back.
So on the upper playfield, where exits downward, it looks like there's an opto there. Is that right?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Looks like one, yeah.
Okay.
Why, Jeff?
I was just trying to see how things were working.
So on the number 3 above the right slingshot, it says Adderall. What does it say under 1 and 2? Can you guys tell?
Let's see. I'll look with my eyes.
You'll look your eyes, okay. Oh, skill killer? Spell Willy? I'm looking at 2.
Pretty sure it's spell Willy.
Number 2 looks like spell something anyway. Dr. Satan?
I don't know.
Oh, it's got Fish and Gain on there. Did Marilyn Manson's bandmates join up with Rob Zombie?
I don't think so.
The lighting looks bizarre. I'd like to see it in person because it's really hard to photograph LEDs. I'm assuming these are all LEDs.
If you go
really colorful.
Yeah, if you go to 16 seconds on the reveal video, I think that's your best look at it, and I think it looks awesome.
16 seconds? Of what, the whole playfield or the lighting?
Of the lighting. If you jump to about 16 seconds, like you can see the light, and it looks really good there.
Looks like 4-ball.
Oh, wait a second. Ball? So that ball goes under the ramp at like 17 seconds, right? Yeah, the ramp is Oh, that's a plastic over the ramp. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Duh.
Similar to America's Most Haunted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those LEDs are doing a lot of work in the video. They change colors a lot. So that's going to look good, I think.
I like the chrome flipper on the upper playfield. That's kind of cool. Yeah, the animations look a lot better, I think, in the teaser video.
Yes. More I look at it, the better I think it looks. To be honest.
Yeah, it's starting to come together.
So, I don't know. Anything else that jumps out at you guys? It's a manual plunger.
Like that. A recess start button. I like that.
I think the most important thing is at 1:06 in the video, it looks like instead of saying push start, it's saying push fart.
Yeah.
1:06.
I think that's a minion joke.
Yeah. Oh. It's spell killer, Don, on the 2, number 2.
Oh, killer, okay. Okay, so Joe, as someone with an opportunity to buy one of these, where do you sit? Do you want to say?
I think I'm still on the fence. I believe I can buy the LE if I want to, but I might just go for the standard edition if I do.
So you're in either way, though? Interested either way? Or
part of me says even if I don't like it, I could know I can resell it.
Yeah. That's a good point. Has your wife seen it yet?
She's traveling, but I did send her a link. I don't know if she's looked at it yet.
Looks good. I wonder how many are going to be available after the first dibs. I bet they sell close to half, don't you think?
I would think at least half.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I would say all 300 are going to go. Oh, maybe yeah. Maybe not day one or something, but
before the 18 months starts, I'd say, yeah. Before the 18 months of production's wrapped up, all will be accounted for, sure.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. America's Most Haunted didn't look very good to me initially, but then I played it and it really changed the way I viewed the game.
Yeah, it's
this
fun.
This one
game
isn't like blowing my mind or anything. But yeah, I mean, it does look fun.
I think that ramp shot's going to be pretty satisfying, given that you're squeezing it between that stand-up and that pop bumper. I think it's just going to feel good when you hit it clean.
Yeah.
I like those sorts of shots. It's almost like one of my favorite shots is the lock shot in Twilight Zone, as long as it doesn't reject. I think that's a real satisfying shot. It's just pretty tight, and it's long.
There's a lot of action on the game, even if you're missing shots. If they've got kickers just randomly on the sides there, the ball's going to be moving a lot.
Yeah, you definitely have to be on your toes, it looks like.
There's not a lot of stuff to hit and not score some points, so I usually have more fun with that type of thing. What's between Living Dead Girl and Captain Spaulding? I'm trying to find a picture that's... I'm sorry, what was it? Just a sign? But what's in front of the sign? It looks like there's something... whatever, big, I guess. The sign's all the way on the back of the playfield. There's something in front of it. It looks... in the flyer picture, it just looks like art. But in some of the pinball news pictures, it looks 3D.
It almost looks like a casket or something.
Yeah. It's just a weird shape. Oh, does it have a face like popping up underneath it? It looks like a skull on top, but maybe Captain Spaulding's face underneath it?
It looks like some kind of face.
I saw House of a Thousand Corpses in the theater, but I haven't seen it since. So it's been a while. But then the perspective changes when you're looking at the back of the playfield on some of these pictures. So I'd say it is a 3D object. I guess we'll find out soon. Do you know, Joe, do you know when it's going to be playable to the public?
I don't... I mean, they didn't say anything in the email.
Okay. You've been following...
It sounds like...
Sorry.
I've been following the Pinside thread, and it sounds like if you wanted to go play it, you could, but, you know, with them moving and stuff, it's going to be hard.
Oh, like if you went to Ben? I didn't know if you'd be taking it to a show soon.
When's Texas Pinball Festival?
March.
Is there any pinball show between now and then?
Let me look at the calendar from this past year. There's nothing I can really think of.
Because I'm pretty sure they're going to that again.
Yeah, that was successful for them last year.
Nothing in January. Arcade Expo, but that's pretty far away for them.
It's a long haul.
Southern California.
Yeah. And then Louisville.
What about Flip This 3?
Maybe. That'd be huge. I bet Joe could fix that up. Or Tommy. That's Taylor's charity fundraiser tournament at his house tomorrow. So get on the ball, Joe. Yeah. Get this game there. What have the pinball threads been saying? Like, what's the public, the court of public opinion? What have they ruled?
For the most part, it's positive. It's just, you know, little complaints here and there.
Yeah.
Any recurring complaints that you've noticed?
Like I said, it's mostly the side being looking so bland compared to everything else.
Yeah. So, but I mean, if you got to pick on something, that's getting pretty nitpicky at that point.
Yeah.
Why is that something they added to America's Most Haunted, but they're not making a feature of spooky games per se?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Like, it seems like an over the top type of feature to add to America's Most Haunted, having those lights installed in the sides.
Right.
But maybe, then if that's not not their GI solution for their games.
Well, plus it looks like they moved it to the back.
Yeah, but lighting in the back is not, you know, that's pretty typical.
Yeah.
Maybe it proved to be expensive or problematic in some way.
Yeah, I don't know. It does look bare since you bring it up, but when you're playing, like, one guy went to his house, he had installed pinball mirrors in all of his games, and none of us noticed. Because you're focused on the middle of the play field.
Yeah.
I have them in one game. I have them in Metallica, and I love them, but I don't know if other people notice them either. Okay, anything else we want to say, or do we want to kind of wrap up our first impressions of Spook Show International?
I think that's all I've got. I don't know if you... I think it looks good. I think it's going to be a popular game. Yeah, like we said, I don't think there'll be a problem selling them or anything like that, but looks good to me.
Yeah, I love the apron. I like that it's got kind of full art and room for apron cards if you want them. The actual playfield art kind of reminds me of a Sega game. The kind of, I guess, the muted paint colors.
Yeah.
Muted tone to the game.
Yeah.
And the spooky emblem on the speakers is kind of a cool touch. It kind of drags me out of the theme. But, not that bad. It's better than having, like, a giant Stern logo on the corner or something.
Yeah, I kind of half expected them to swap those out with something else.
Yeah. Like a creepy S for spooky, or SP or something, or something themed to the game. On your game, are they like glued on or screwed on? Do you know?
I haven't really looked at it close up. I think it's all one piece that's screwed in there.
Okay. I'm sure people could swap them out if they wanted to, but it's cool that that's looks like the only logo on the actual cabinet, besides underneath the coin door.
Yeah, they gave Alex room to do what he did.
Yeah. And then the LE is going to have different side art, correct?
I think it's the same cabinet art.
I thought he was doing a whole new art package for the whole game. I mean, not the playfield, but the whole cabinet.
Maybe. Didn't say anything in the email.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll find out soon.
Yeah, do we know if you want to... Oh, sorry. We don't know if there are any additional reveals about that, like, because we already have the image for the back glass, so.
Actually, hold on. Let me pull up the whole flyer they sent.
Okay.
So the email that you got was geared towards potential purchasers or whatever?
Right.
Former customers or current customers?
All right, so Ellie... You'll get a numbered plaque, special metal armor, and powder coat, and this back glass. Doesn't say anything about different art.
Okay. The art is so good, I don't know if I'd want something different than what's there.
Yeah, at risk of it not being as good.
Yeah.
They did say something on the flyer that as far as doing code updates, it's just matter of loading code on the SD card, so there's no more plugging a laptop in.
Oh, that's I didn't know you had to do that. Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah.
Now that sounds like a huge upgrade for Spooky. Do they say any more about the Chroma Corps color? If they're going to bring that to America's Most Haunted?
Somewhere in the thread, Ben confirmed that it's not going to be backwards compatible. And I actually asked the question why they didn't decide to go to like a Sega display where you get the double height. And Ben said, in theory, it could possibly, but it's kind of hitting the limits of their FPGA. And he didn't want to risk there being issues. So
what's an FPGA?
Basically, it's a driver to drive video display. He said this is pretty much the display they're stuck with for at least the next few games. So,
okay.
Looks good, at least.
So Domino's Pizza will probably have the same color display.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Well, they got, what, 26 years or so they can run on this thing?
Yeah.
Before they're pushed to the next one?
It's about the going rate, yeah.
Oh, very cool. If you're interested in seeing the game, check out spookypinball.com. You can check out pinball news/game/robzombie/index, whatever. If you go to Pinball News, it's the very first thing.
Yeah. Probably will be for a few days.
Yeah.
One other thing non-Rob Zombie related is, and we already said it was coming, but officially announced Judge Dredd for Pinball Arcade.
Oh, yeah, it's official.
Yes.
Okay.
So, I didn't want to let it slip by because that's what always happens to us.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Good call.
So, but yeah, it's cool. It's a fun reveal. We were present at the unveiling, Don.
Right.
That was cool too. That was a lot of fun.
I was getting texts all day. What is it? What is it? What is it?
We don't know yet.
I think I posted, once he said it, I think all I put on Facebook was, Rob Zombie, stop asking.
And that probably just slowed the asking down, not stopping it.
A little bit, yeah.
So, a lot of excitement.
Anyway, congratulations, Spooky Pinball. A lot of people are excited about this, as well as us. And, yeah, they did it. They finally made the Rob Zombie game. That's crazy. Yeah. So, best of luck with this run, and hopefully all their deadlines snap right into place, and they continue with the great customer service that they've, this great reputation they've built.
Yeah, they've done well so far, so keep it rolling.
Yeah, it's been great. All right, so Joe made another pinball sound quiz. Do you guys want to try it?
I'm game.
If it doesn't work, we got a pretty clean cut, I think. But if it does work, it'll be a lot of fun. You up for it, Joe?
Yeah. So I'm gonna go ahead and host the questions and let you two guys kind of battle it out.
So you're going to play the clip and we just fight over it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to do it the same as last time. I'll have a clip that's real short, and then I'll keep increasing the length until somebody guesses it.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and read clues, too, so you can kind of get an idea of what the title might be.
Can we guess it right off the clue without playing any audio clips?
Yeah, but then you forfeit your ability to answer.
Okay.
All right, so I've got five. I don't know if you want to do all five.
Yeah, let's roll for a couple minutes.
Okay. So the first one, the clue is green. I'm going to go ahead and unplug my headphones and start.
I had a little tingling of familiarity there, but I don't know.
Me too. Yeah, I couldn't nail it.
Okay, I'm gonna go to the next one.
Wait.
Want me to play it again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And my gut was saying Party Monsters, but we already did that one.
No.
No, I know it's not. But the bass line started kind of...
Yeah.
All right, let's go a little longer.
I'm going to go to the next one. All right.
I'm totally blank on this.
Gosh, it sounds so familiar.
You're going to kick yourself when you find out.
Probably.
All right, I'm going to go to the next one.
And it's a pin, right?
Yeah. What in the world?
Green.
Yeah, that's the clue. All right, let's go for one more long.
Okay.
I have no idea, man. Oh, is it Maverick? I haven't played that one.
No. Never works when Don wants to play it.
I assume you both have played this game.
Is that the full length? That last one?
There's one more line. Let me play the full thing now.
No, I've definitely played it.
It sounded less familiar that time when the when the extra changed. Kicked in. Yeah. No. All right, I have no idea.
Wait, just wait. What's this? What's the manufacturer? You're gonna say Sega, aren't you?
Let's dig deeper.
No. Williams.
Williams. Oh, sheesh.
Williams Green.
Then I'm just not getting it. I don't know why.
The big green wall on Chicago Cubs. Oh wait, no. That's Boston, huh?
You guys give up?
I guess we give up.
Yeah.
It's Space Station.
Oh, I don't. I've never played Space Station.
Oh yeah,
really?
You've never played
Space? I feel good. Okay. I played Space Shuttle a million times, but not Space Station.
I just
So it's got that green mode where the GI switches over.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I get it now. I don't know why I was like so thinking like green. Okay, so animal or something. I just was so. Yeah.
Good one, Joe.
It was a good clue. I locked myself into a different mindset on that. All right. Bring us number two.
Okay. The clue is money.
It's not Black Knight 2000, Don.
Is it Millionaire? I know. I know this song. I know that song. The money's got me locked onto to Millionaire, and I know I know that song. Yeah, okay, I'm going to guess Millionaire.
Nope, you're wrong.
All right, that's fine. Money.
Let's go longer clip.
Okay.
Oh, it's Black Knight 2000.
Yep.
That's why I just said it wasn't.
it took me a minute to get through the song. What does that do with money?
That's why I said...
Because give me your money.
Yeah, give me your money.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, I'm going to play the full clip.
Yeah.
It's great. Just play the whole song.
Play the whole song.
You got the power. You got the strength.
No way.
Get ready for battle.
Give me your money.
Be the Black Knight.
Yep.
Good one. Love that song.
It's funny because I knew it, and that's why I was messing with it. Yeah, it's not Black Knight 2000 on, because I was pretty sure that's what it was, but knew I thought, okay, there's no way that's actually what it is. I talked myself out of the right answer.
Point Dawn. All right,
let's go to number three.
What do I win?
All right, quiz. You don't win nothing. Quiz number three, the clue is hot.
Hollywood Heat. No, I was kidding. I was kidding.
No. All right.
Ooh.
I need more.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that your final answer?
Don, trust your gut.
My gut will be wrong. Well, my gut when you said, what did you say? Heat or something? Hot?
Hot.
Oh, hot. My gut was fire when you said hot. No. But I don't think that's the fire music.
No.
I know the song in my head. I'm trying to match it to a game.
I'm going to go to longer clue.
That's the next part, right?
Maybe.
Dang it.
All right, time to go to the longer one.
Well, you went with like top five games last time, and now we're screwed.
And two that Jeff owns.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go to the longer one.
Yeah, we know the next part already. People at Kayla's screaming at her iPod right now.
All right, I'm going longer.
Getaway?
Oh, you're so close.
High speed.
Yeah.
What does it do with hot?
Hot action, the topper it had.
Oh, geez. Good one. Good one. It wasn't LaGrange or LaGrange.
Yeah.
LaGrange. So, you know.
All right. I'm going to play a full clip.
Okay. Good. Everyone in town owns a Getaway, and I've only seen one high speed here. But I have played it before. I have no excuse.
I've played lots of high speed.
And Jeff owned three of those five from the initial batch.
Yeah, that was funny.
Elvira, Adams, and Twilight. What were the other two? Whirlwind and...
I forgot. It was like four Lawler tiles and the Greg Ferris. So it was Whirlwind, Adams... Oh, crap. I don't know.
Twilight, Elvira, and...
We only did four because we had...
Oh, Funhouse, yeah.
Funhouse, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. We only did four.
All right, we're going to go to four. The clue is Skull. All
right, Skull? Ready? Is it No Fear?
Skull.
Oh.
All right, here we go. Oh, hold on.
Rob Zombie Spooks
Rob Zombie Spooks to International.
No. It's Jolly Park.
It's Jolly Park.
There you go.
Ooh.
Why do so many of them sound familiar? I bet if we pulled out video game music, it would be the same thing.
Same sound chips.
Yeah, but I mean, you'd be like, oh, Final Fantasy. No, it's Mother 3. No, it's, you know. Okay, let's go longer.
Alright.
Yeah, my gut's wrong. Keep going.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh.
That was the giveaway right there, and I can't... Why...
Now, it's not the main music,
no,
but it
not.
Is in the machine.
Yeah.
You'll hear it a lot.
That's when the ball drains, right?
Yeah, yep. It is. And I...
Go longer.
That was the longest one without giving it away.
Well, hell.
You want me to go ahead and play the full one anyway?
Yeah, go for it.
All right.
Jeez, that was even more familiar and more people screaming at their iPhones.
Give up?
I don't think I've owned this game, but I know I've played it quite a bit.
Everybody's played this game.
And then it's not Safecracker. It's older.
Yeah,
it's older.
I mean, my gut keeps saying Funhouse, but you already use that one.
Nope.
And then I have like a, I don't know, a gun or
yes,
a battle type thing in my head. Is it T2?
T2. Yeah, yes. Okay. That was simultaneous. Yay. T2 calling out.
Okay. We both get half a point.
All right, final question. The clue is rotate.
Oh, I forgot. What was the clue in the last one?
Skull.
Because big skull lock.
Oh, right? Yeah. Duh. Yeah. If I paid attention. All right, so rotate?
Yes.
Adam Stanley.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Write a pin bot.
Write a pin bot.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to play a full clip.
Some of the best music.
Some of the best music.
Almost sounds like the Terminator
1
soundtrack.
Sounds like the Terminator 1 soundtrack.
You sound like the Terminator 1 soundtrack.
I mean, besides the do-do-do, do-do-do. I mean, it sounds like mid-80s sci-fi.
Yeah. Yeah, they nailed that with Bride of Pinbot, that spacey sound. Yeah.
Good batch, Joe.
Thanks.
Very challenging.
Why did that beat us down so hard this time? Like, well, they're not obscure games or anything.
The last time you guys, like, one note. Oh, it's Funhouse. Yeah. Like, what?
Well, they were, like, the biggest games that everybody's played a million times. And then these are, like, some of the ones you've played a lot. Yeah, but...
But, like, literally one note. These were, like, a few notes you still weren't getting them.
Like, High Speed and T2 should have been really easy for me. They weren't.
In that batch, well, Bride of Pinbot is probably the easiest, but...
What'd you call it?
Bride of Pinbot. Pied of Binbot.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a fun game. So how long did it take you to make those clips?
Actually, this one was easier because the one that wasn't so anal with getting individual notes. I basically took a nice long sample and I just kept cutting the end until I got a short version.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Just saved amount.
It's only like 6 or 7 hours instead of...
No, I got that done in like probably half hour.
Okay. Wow, that's pretty cool. That's fun. They need to make an app out of that, you know? Like a song pop, but with pinball music.
That'd be awesome.
What was the... For a little while, it was super popular. The trivia game where you try and be faster than your friends at answering them, as well as accurate.
Quiz Up and...
Quiz App. Yeah, if they did a Quiz App style, that'd be cool.
Quiz Up.
Quiz Up. Quizzeringo.
There's another trivia game that's more popular, but it's not as good as Quiz Up.
It's like Trivia or something.
It's like Trivia Crack or Speed Crack or something.
We're so hip.
Yeah.
It was really popular like a year ago, and I think it kind of died off.
Yeah. I don't even remember what it was. We got a bunch of UF'd Up emails, and now I feel like we're just making that issue worse.
Yeah.
Oh, we forgot to mention the Blockade Pinball Podcast, even though they wrote us like 45 tweets about it. And, what the hell's that other one?
That new one with the Canadian.
The Canadian pinball podcast.
Yeah.
No affiliation.
No, but they're a lot nicer than us.
I am friends with Mike Dimas on Facebook, but I don't think I know him.
Mike D?
That's what I said from the Beastie Boys.
Sweet.
Taylor didn't think that was funny. And there's the Boom Go Pinball Podcast, which is top secret. I think I just spoiled the whole thing.
Well, there you go.
When I posted something on Instagram about it, and he's like, oh, it only took 30 episodes for someone to find us. Yeah, they have 30 episodes out.
I follow him on Instagram.
I didn't think it was a podcast. I thought it was just a one and done.
Oh.
I thought it was a separate thing. It's a separate thing.
It's okay.
He's going to have to change his feed or something so people can't find him again.
You've taken all of the mystery out of it now.
I haven't said who it is. There's a little mystery. Joe, do you have any... do you do a pinball podcast you haven't told us about?
No. Oh. I keep saying I'm going to do a one and done, but I just never get around to it.
It's good. You're too busy making shit for our show.
Yeah, exactly.
So just record yourself talking about it while you're doing it, and you're done.
I think it was Clay. He's like, "Why don't you just do a show of all those skit things?" I'm like, "That thing would take so long if I'd filled up a whole show with that."
That's true. I assume that takes a while because at the least you have to watch most of the movie, right?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the movie. Sometimes I know what clips I want to grab out of it, but if it's a movie where I'm like, I have no idea I'm going to turn this into pinball, I almost got to watch the whole thing. And then even after I get all the clips, it's like, okay, how am I going to change this around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Have you seen The Room? Do I need to send you a DVD of The Room?
You're tearing me apart.
That's right.
Lisa.
That would be gold.
I've actually never watched that movie. I only saw that like dub remix on the YouTube.
There's a dub remix of it?
Yeah.
They're making a big budget version of The Disaster Artist, the book about how awful it was to make that movie. James Franco posted a picture of himself as Tommy Wiseau the other day.
So did he grow his hair out?
No, he's just sitting there.
Oh.
With the wig on.
Not
I'm a huge fan of that. I've seen that. I saw that in the theaters. I've seen that so many times.
The Room?
Know Kayla has seen that. Yeah. My DVD is like, it's where the cover's all scratched to hell because you've put it in and out of your car and bags and taken it to places.
You're the guy who shows up with The Room.
Man, I love that movie. I never get tired of it.
You want to... You probably Mystery Science Theatered it 1,000 times.
I saw the Riff Tracks in the theater where they did that movie.
I haven't seen that. Is it good?
Me and like two guys. It's awesome. You got to do one of those Riff Track screenings. Doesn't even matter what movie.
I did The Matrix, and I think that because that Keanu moves.
Speed?
Can't think of it. No, the one they just redid. The one they just redid recently.
Speed 2.
No,
oh, he wasn't
no,
in
one
that.
Sound...
Constantine?
The one where they're bank robbers.
Point Break.
Yes, yes.
You saw the one, they did a riff track for the new one or for the original?
No, the original.
Oh. Speaking of... There's nothing to make fun of with the original.
Yeah, there is.
It's flawless, start to finish.
Speaking of Mystery Science Theater, besides that Kickstarter, I heard the, I think it's the... producer of Rick and Morty is helping out now.
Yeah,
probably. I think everybody's on board.
They
somehow
all
once they got Felicia
pie.
Day, it's like boom, everybody's there.
Yeah,
Patton Oswalt's in there now. I kind of prefer Riff Tracks because there's no, I don't need the servo stuff in the middle. Who's the giant vacuum cleaner girl? I don't like her.
Cambot. No.
The giant head.
Gypsy,
yeah. I'm good.
Well, the other thing about Riff Tracks is they don't have to worry about licenses.
Yeah, that works best for them.
Mm. Okay, so that's your Riff Track
update.
Fan hour, yeah.
All right.
Are we good for our impromptu podcast? Our not totally behind the ball podcast? Ahead of the ball?
There's a ball.
There's a ball. Possibly some pins.
Yeah.
We've been telling Jeff for like a year. I remember before Walking Dead was shown, telling him, don't look at it, we'll do it on air. And then just would forget, or they'd just show it before I expected, and it was always too late.
So no, they just show it like the week. I mean, they show it the day after we record, so.
Right. Well, there's that too. But it's been that for like the past, what, 6 games or something?
Yeah.
Where I've been wanting to do something like this, or we don't see it until we record.
Yeah, that was fun.
I didn't want to get any outside opinions from Pinside, like clouding how I felt.
Yeah. No preconceptions.
There you go. Yeah. We'll have to do it with the next turn.
Yes, actually.
That you already know about.
Don, Jeff, it's going to be really, really hard for me not to look, just so you know.
I don't care. Well, I do care. I'm not going to hold you to it, but it'd be fun if you didn't.
Okay. I can do that for the sake of the show.
Joe's a lot more blunt than we are. We could just have Joe not look and then bring him on. What do you think? This piece of shit? It's fine, I guess. The decals don't fall off.
That's good.
Oh, that's Tommy and Taylor.
I can't believe that's still a problem on, like, every machine.
Oh, do you know the new problem?
What's the new problem?
The new problem, I got an email with pictures. I don't have it in front of me. But a listener sent us in. They changed the adhesive because the decals are falling off, and now the new adhesive wrinkles.
Ooh.
Ugh.
So he had, it looked like gouges, pretty small gouges in his kiss, but also wrinkling.
That's a pretty bad trade-off.
I don't know if the adhesive, if you know how it gases or whatever, some adhesives. I don't know if that was the issue or what, or if it was just too thick. I've got it in our show notes for next show, so I'll talk about it then.
Bummer.
You saw that kiss thread where that guy just had horribly wrinkled artwork where they put the bolts in and just tightened it down as hard as possible.
I think so, yeah. It was like even on the side cabinet, right?
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, we'll just put some armor on it. It's like, well, that's not the solution.
Oh, I thought that's, it was like a Band-Aid. The playfield bolt. Like the pivot bolt?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. On the one hand, I'm like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's not that big a deal because it's the game's on the table, as they say. Well, as Gary Stern says. But on the other hand, they're like $8,000 now.
Yeah.
$5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, which is insane.
Yeah, I mean, if you were to buy a car and like, oh, well, the seats are just a little wrinkled, just get, you know, it's no.
Yeah, I would expect them to swap out the seat, I guess. Weird. Did you hear the Gary Stern and Jody on Game Room Junkies?
I have not, but I will. I'm behind on my podcast, seeing how I haven't had a commute lately.
I guess it's worth a listen. I mean, it's the same kind of speeches you've heard 1,000 times, but it's kind of funny how they beat around the bush different things. Or how they've tried to flavor things differently because they know they kind of say the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nothing groundbreaking, but kind of fun. Funny.
Yeah, I got more out of the tour. What's that guy that does the arcade podcast?
John's Arcade?
Yeah. The tour he did.
Oh, his factory tour, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, a lot of people picked some clues out of that, huh?
Yeah, like the wiring harness. Harold, what can that be?
I didn't know it had that blatant of things on there.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we haven't seen anything yet.
What do you mean?
Different projects.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're riding high on the Game of Thrones, which is great. I'm glad they have like a home run with that one.
Still haven't been able to play it.
Man, it's fun. Did you play it yet, Joe?
I played it at
At Expo.
Yeah, at Expo.
Oh, and probably at Pinball Life. I never saw you at Expo. I don't know.
No.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
I think I've played it since, though.
Cool.
Measles had one in town for like 3 weeks. I still haven't played his.
Yeah, go do it. Go let yourself in.
They're actually having a pinball tournament right now. Some kind of citywide thing with prize money and everything.
You're not there.
No, I'm going to De La here in a few minutes.
That's right.
De La Soul.
Just Don himself and him.
I am going alone. Thanks for reminding me.
Forever
alone.
Except for when the kids need something.
Except for when they're throwing up in my mouth. And forever. Very, very close.
Forever alone, except for when you want to be. That's how it is when you're a parent.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, guys.
Yep.
This went longer than I expected. Sorry. Joe, thanks so much for the great audio clues and for keeping the pulse on the Rob Zombie thing.
No problem.
Appreciate that. And check us out, Pinball Podcast, on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. Check out Reese's Rails and Taylor VA on Pinside. And check out illinoispinballclub.com/RANDM. Cool. All right. Take care, guys. Bye.
Yep. Bye.